This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced a $7.3 million investment in rural electrification. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
President Biden traveled to Wisconsin yesterday to announce an investment of $7.3 billion in affordable and reliable electricity for rural America through the Inflation Reduction Act. 16 rural electric cooperatives across 23 states, including Iowa, will be selected to receive the financing for clean rural energy. This investment will impact approximately 5 million rural co-op members, which represents 20% of rural households, farms, businesses, and schools. Whitney Muse, Senior Policy Advisor for Clean Energy Innovation and Implementation, said this will also create thousands of rural jobs.
It's designed to lower energy costs for millions of homes, farmers, and businesses, to tackle the climate crisis and create thousands of jobs and new economic opportunities in rural America. 16 rural electric co-ops were selected today, covering 23 states, including Iowa, as part of this first round of awards, receiving that $7.3 billion in funding. And through this program, these co-ops will build or purchase over 10 gigawatts of clean energy to lower energy costs, enhance grid reliability, and create more than 4,500 permanent jobs and over 16,000 construction jobs. And this is just one example of the president and vice president's Investing in America agenda, which is really helping to lower costs, create jobs, and bring new opportunity to communities and families across the country, including in rural Iowa.
You can find the rest of this story and more by heading on over to iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.